上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。 那告诉大家一个好消息，我们的节目有一个官方 QQ 群了，大家可以加入到其中获取每天的节目资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640，是3317640。今天我们请到的嘉宾老师是来自 UEI 学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
同学们好。今天呢，我们来做一个托福听力的讲座部分。那这个讲座呢，是关于 contemporary art， 也就是当代的艺术。好，我们先听一遍这个录音。
Listen to part of a lecture in the contemporary art class.
Okay, I'm going to begin this lecture by giving you your next assignment. Remember I said that at some point during this semester I wanted you to attend an exhibit at the Ferry Street Gallery and then write about it? Well, the exhibit that I want you to attend is coming up. It's already started, in fact, but it'll be at the gallery for the next month, which should give you plenty of time to complete this assignment. The name of the artist exhibiting there is Rose Franson. Franson's work may be unfamiliar to you since she's a relatively young artist, but she's got a very unusual style compared to some of the artists we've looked at this term. But anyway, Franson's style is what she herself calls realistic impressionism. So you've probably studied both of these movements separately, separate movements. Realism and Impressionism in some of your art history courses. So, who can just sum these up?
Well, Impressionism started in the late 19th century. The basic Impressionist style was very different from earlier styles. It didn't depict scenes or models exactly as they looked. Impressionist painters tended to apply paint really thickly and in big brushstrokes, so the texture of the canvas was rough.
Good. What else? What were the subjects?
Well, a lot of Impressionist artists painted everyday scenes, like people on the streets and in cafes, lots of nature scenes, especially landscapes.
Good. So when you go to the exhibit, I really want you to take a close look at a certain painting. It's a farm scene, and you'll see it right as you enter the gallery. The reason I think this painting is so important is that it stresses the impressionist aspect of Franson's style. It's an outdoor scene, an everyday scene. It's kind of bleak, but you can really see those broad brushstrokes and the blurry lines. The colors aren't quite realistic. The sky is kind of, well, an unnatural pinkish yellow. And the fence in the foreground is blue, but somehow the overall scene gives an impression of a cold, bleak winter day on a farm. So that's the impressionist side of her work. Oh, and speaking about farms, that reminds me, one interesting thing I read about Franson is that when she first moved back to Iowa after living abroad, she often visited this place in her town called the Sales Barn. And the Sales Barn, it was basically this place where the local farmers bought and sold their cattle, their farm animals. And the reason Franson went there, and she later on would visit other places like dance halls, was to observe people and the ways that they moved. She really found that this helped her work, that it gave her an understanding of body movements and actions, how humans move, and stand still, what their postures were like, too. So, what about realism? What are the elements of realism we should be looking for in Franson's work?
Real honest depictions of subject matter, pretty unidealized stuff, and pretty everyday subject matter, too.
Good. One other painting I really want you to look at is of a young woman surrounded by pumpkins. You'll notice that the woman's face is so realistic-looking that it's almost like a photograph. The woman's nose is a little less than perfect, and her hair is kind of messed up. This is realism. But then the background of the painting, this woman with the pumpkins is wrapped in a blanket of broad, thick brush strokes, and it's all kinds of zigzagging brush strokes and lines, kind of chaotic almost, when you look at it close. And there are vibrant colors. There's lots of orange with little hints of an electric blue peeking out. I find Franzen to be a very accessible artist. I mean, some artists, to appreciate them, you have to know their life story. But here's a little bit about Rose Franzen's life anyway. She attended art school, but was told by one of her instructors that she wasn't good at illustration, that she should go into advertising instead. So she took advertising classes and fine arts classes, too, until she was convinced by the head of an advertising agency that her work was really good, that she could be an artist. But, of course, it's not as easy as that, and so Franzen had to paint other people's portraits at places like art fairs, just to make money to buy paint for her more serious artwork. No matter what, she never stopped painting. And now Franzen's doing extremely well, and her work's being shown all over the country. So I think most of us would be discouraged if we had to face challenges and difficulties like that. But what's important is that you keep at it, that you don't give up. That's what's really important to remember.
这一段呢，讲的是这个当代艺术，凡是讲文学艺术类的。
根据Larry，根据你上学啊，听讲座这些经验，你觉得那个重点应该放在哪儿？文学方面的作家，这个书的内容，然后这个艺术到底表达的是什么内涵，等等之类的。刚才我们听的这个当代艺术，他就会讲到一个艺术家，然后他的风格怎么样，对吧？其中呢，他就定义了 realism。 是吧？然后呢，他就说这个realism是什么特点，impressionism 什么特点，所以呢，他都是会有这些。然后还有他的时代背景，还有呢就是具体的这个例子。那他难免就提到一个人名。当我们在听力或者任何一个讲座的时候听到一个人名，我们应该怎样去处理它呢？比如说讲到 Franzen 这么个人名，你怎么去记录呢？那我就把他这个人名给写下来，记住它。 你就把音记下来就可以了，是吧？可能大写一个 F， 或者是你自己用汉语拼音把这个音记录下来，这样你就大致知道，如果回去再去看课本的话，你就一对这个音对上，也就差不多了。好，那下面呢，我们就分解开来听一下这个讲座。这个讲座呢，5分左右，其实并不太长。通常来讲，一节课。 你 Larry， 你在大学里上课这一次是吧？从上课开始到课间休息，最短最短也得一个小时吧？对，没错，是吧？我还问过学生，有那个特别长的，就直接半天，中间连厕所的都不敢上，因为上厕所的功夫回来就那一大片板书的内容就讲完了。所以挺可怕的。那所以从这个角度来讲呢，考试的托福语言考试只给你5分钟到7分钟的这一段讲座并不长，那但是有的同学还觉得比较难去跟，就是因为你没跟上，你没理解，你听不懂。那接下来呢，我们就来把这个整个的这个5分左右的听力讲座呢，再拆开，然后咱们来看一下。好，首先呢 ，Larry， 请你把这一段读一读。Professor
Shaw, okay, I'm going to begin this lecture by giving you your next assignment. Remember I said that at some point during this semester, I wanted you to attend an exhibit at the Ferry Street Gallery and then write about it. Well, the exhibit that I want you to attend is coming up. It's already started, in fact, but it will be at the gallery for the next month. Which should give you plenty of time to complete this assignment.
好，所以上来呢，老师就先讲了一个作业，是吧？然后告诉大家呢，学艺术的人嘛，很可能这个作业就是跑去看展览，然后展览的地点和时间都已经说了，是吧？这个地点就是 Ferry Street Gallery， 就在一个叫 Ferry Street 的街上面有一个艺术画廊，然后就去看，现在已经开始了，而且呢，整个的这个 exhibition will be at the gallery for the next month， which should give you enough time， plenty of time to complete this assignment。 那具体的这个展出的情况呢，是这样的，是艺术家是谁？好，我们来，我给大家来读一下。The name of the artist exhibiting there is Rose Franzen. Frances's work may be unfamiliar to you since she's already a relatively young artist, but she's got a very unusual style compared to some of the artists we've looked at this term. But anyway, Frances's style is what she herself calls realistic impressionism. 然后这里边就出现一个停顿，那这个字呢就在实际考试中就出现在白板上，是一个专有名词，叫 realistic impressionism。好，我们不用管它是什么，它接下来老师肯定会去讲解这到底是怎么一个 style 啊，什么风格。那中文你也知道 realistic impressionism 是什么
？realistic 现实的嘛 ，impressionism 现实印象派，
对
啊。
就是这意思哈，
这中文我知道，但什么意思我也不知道。
你也不知道，
啊、
对，现实印象派到底意味着什么？接下来呢，老师会讲。So you've probably studied both of those movements separately, separate movements, realism and impressionism, in some of your art history courses. 所以老师就说呢，现在呢，你大家都分别学过印象派和现实派。但是呢这个现实印象派合在一起又是什么呢还是不知道的是吧那通常什么课程会讲到这个各派系呢他说是 in your art history courses 所以是艺术史这一类的 So who can just sum these up 然后就让同学举手去分别的去描述一下这两个不同派别是什么样的先来一个 student
然后这个 student 举手了他就说 Well, Impressionism started in the late 19th century. The basic Impressionist style was very different from earlier styles. It didn't depict scenes or models exactly as they looked. Impressionist painters tended to apply paint very thickly and in big brush strokes,So the texture of the canvas was rough.
好，首先他讲的这个风格是吧？他说呢是19世纪。Larry 问你是一八几几年，还是一七几几年，还是二零几几年？
嗯，一八几几年。
对了对了，所以呢，讲到十九世纪的时候，大家脑子里边还得急转弯一下，是一八几几年。然后呢，他说这个风格呢是 was different from earlier styles. It didn't depict scenes or models exactly as they looked. 也就是说，它不是像写实派那样。把现实的场景还有这个模特都给它画出来、
嗯、
是吧
这有个关键词叫 depict depict 的中文意思是什么呢
就是画描绘
描绘出一个东西
对、
啊、
picked 就是 picture 的前一部分就是那个画、啊、
然后加个前缀 depict 就是把它给描绘出
来
、啊、画出来
而呢接着他就说 Impressionist painters tended to apply paint really thickly 就是他用的这个颜料涂料呢是非常厚重的
嗯，
而且呢，他的这个刷子这个笔道呢是特别的粗犷啊 ，in big brush strokes， 一大粗线条，一刷子就刷过去了。
嗯，
这种感觉 ，brush stroke 就是用那个画笔毛笔带毛的那种笔来那么一下子叫 brush stroke。So the texture of the canvas was rough。那画完了那个画布的质感。就是比较粗糙的，
嗯，
大家想象一下，就是那种油画是吧？你摸上去疙疙瘩瘩的，
嗯 ，canvas 就是那个油画布，
对了，
对吧？
好，接下来呢，这个教授说呢，还有其他什么东西呢 ？What were the subjects？ 就是你画的那个对象是什么东西，或者画的这选材是什么东西？好 ，Larry， 你来念一下这一部分。
这个学生就回答了。Well, a lot of impressionist artists painted everyday scenes, like people on the streets.And in cafes, lots of nature scenes, especially landscapes.
对这一块呢也不是太难，就是每天的日常的情景叫 everyday scenes. 比如说他举例子了 ，people on the streets and in cafes, lots of nature scenes. 像大自然是吧？风景 landscapes 啊，这种山啊、树啊这些东西。好，然后老师说呢，不错哈。So when you go to the exhibit, I really want you to take a close look at a certain painting. It's a farm scene, and you will see it right as you enter the gallery. The reason I think this painting is so important is that it stresses impressionist aspect of Frenzen style. It's an outdoor scene, an everyday scene. It's kind of bleak, which you can really see.Those broad brush strokes and the blurry lines. The colors aren't quite realistic. The sky is kind of, well, in a natural pinkish yellow. And the fence in the foreground is blue. but somehow the overall scene gives an impression of a cold, bleak winter day on the farm. So that's the impressionist side of her work.
所以呢，这一段呢，他说，首先同学要进去以后，给同学布置的任务是看一个指定的画，对吧？这幅作品是什么特点呢？它是强调的这个 realistic 这个方面呢，还是 impressionist 方面？
impression 的。
对了，是指那个就是比较给他改造过的那个画面，是吧？ Mm-hmm. 所以呢，他说呢，这个每日选材就是一个 outdoor scene， 是一个 farm。啊，就在一个农场，一个室外的这么一个景。然后呢，他说呢，给人的感觉，这个 impression 呢，是一个 bleak winter day。
Bleak 是什么意思呢？
嗯，就是那种肃杀的感觉。
Oh.
啊，也没什么颜色，就是灰的啦，这种感觉。所以呢，他说呢，这个农场的冬天就是又冷，是吧？又比较凄凉，那么一种感觉。好，然后这幅画呢，他说在一进到画廊的什么位置呢？他说是 right as you enter the library， 一进去以后马上就会先看到这一幅画。
You will see it right as you enter the library， 一进去就看到了。
没错，立马就会看到这幅画。然后他说呢，这个每一笔画笔呢，它是 broad brush strokes， 这跟刚才同学总结的其实是一样的 big brush strokes。
嗯。
对吧，就是他那个画笔比较粗犷，就一大道，不是那个像工笔画似的描的特细，
比较宽。
对，这一个刷子估计他是使那种比较宽的刷子，
嗯，
啊，我估计像那个油漆工刷墙那种特宽的那种感觉。
哦，
宽
这样
啊。然后接下来呢，他还说 blurry lines， 就是线条之间呢那个界限是不很清楚的，是混的，有点阴过去的感觉，叫 blurry lines。
blurry 有一个词叫 blur， 就是模糊。混到一块儿去，那 blurry 呢，就是比较
模糊的
一个线条 ，blurry lines。
接着呢，再看那个颜色 ，the colors aren't quite realistic， 它也不是写实的颜色。
嗯，
因为它那个天空通常就是灰的、白的、蓝的，对不对？可是这个画里边呢，天空呢，他说 the sky is kind of in a natural pinkish yellow， 啊，就是那种发粉的那种黄。所以它已经就加以改造了啊，不是完全写实的了。
哎，说到这个颜色，这里有一个词叫 pinkish yellow， 粉黄色，是这个是这么理解吗？
对，是发粉的那种黄。
嗯，
那和这个 yellowish pink 又不太一样了，是吧？它不是发黄的粉，所以呢，就大家知道这个是重点强调在哪儿。如果是 pinkish yellow， 是粉的占大比例还是 yellow 占大比例啊？
pinkish yellow 我觉得应该是主要是黄色，然后有一点点粉色。
对，所以呢，这个哪个词是那个加 ish， 哪一个词是那个名词，大家要自己心里清楚，是吧？
嗯。
好，那我要是说 yellowish pink， 那哪一个占主要的颜色呀？
粉里带一点点黄。
对了，
在后面那个 pink 是主要的颜色。
对。好，在接下来呢，他又说了，在这个前景 foreground 之中呢，有那么一个篱笆啊，栅栏。The fence in the foreground is blue, but somehow the overall scene gives an impression of a cold, bleak winter day on the farm. 啊，所以他这个蓝色大家知道就是冷色了，对不对？
嗯。
所以他就感觉很冷，很肃杀。好，这个是他的这一幅画。接下来呢，他又描述了 Speaking about farms, that reminds me. One interesting thing I read about Franzen is that she, when she first moved back to Iowa after living abroad, she often visited this place in her town called Sales Barn. And the Sales Barn, it was basically this place where the local farmers bought and sold their cattle, their farm animals. And the reason Franzen went there and she later on would visit the other places like dance halls was to observe people and the ways that they moved. 所以说 Franzen 呢，他提到了这个农场呢，就想谈一谈 Franzen 曾经经常出没的那些地方，是吧？他经常去到一个小镇子，那个镇子就叫 Sales Barn， 然后就有集市。这个集市上呢，农夫就会去买卖他们这个农场出产的牛啊各种的这个动物。同时呢，他还去那儿干什么呢？还要去那个 dance halls， 就是那个跳舞的大厅。画家去那儿干嘛呢？肯定是不是为了跳舞，对不对？ Was to observe people and the ways that they moved。
他去研究什么呀？
观察人以及他们的行为。
对了，就是人做出各种动作，是吧？ She really found that this helped her work. 啊，这个对她的作品很有帮助。That it gave her an understanding of body movements and actions, how humans move and stand still, what their postures were like.
啊，原来艺术家还是个观察家，他能够观察人的一言一行。
没错，他举手投足是吧，这个人物的移动以及静止的站在那儿，他的姿势啊，这些都是艺术家观察的。好了，那你就知道刚才我们提到了有任何的作品和作家的时候，有艺术家的时候，你要关注一下他生活的状态，他的时代背景和作品的特点，这个我们已经看到在听力过程中都提到了。那当然了，这个画家他的风格除了有这个 impressionism 这一个特点之外，还有呢 realism 这一个特点。所以接下来呢，老师就让同学去总结一下这个 realism 到底是怎么体现的。好 ，Larry， 请你念一下这儿。
这个学生就说了啊，real honest depictions of subject matter, pretty unidealized stuff, and pretty everyday subject matter too.
好，所以说呢，他在描绘的时候就是实打实写实，是不给他们理想化，叫 unidealize。然后老师说 good. One other thing, one other painting I really want you to look at is of a young woman surrounded by pumpkins. 这时候老师又提出来另一幅作品啊，这幅作品呢，那肯定就是反映他的这个写实的部分。
嗯，
然后这个作品画的是什么东西呢？是一个 young woman surrounded by pumpkins。Pumpkin 是什么东西？
南瓜的意思。
对，被这个南瓜包围在中间的这么一个妇女，这个画作。You will notice that the woman's face is so realistic looking that it's almost like a photograph.The woman's nose is a little less than perfect, and her hair is kind of messed up. This is realism. But then the background of the painting, this woman with the pumpkins, is wrapped in a blanket of broad, thick brushstrokes. And it's all kinds of zigzagging brushstrokes and lines, kind of chaotic, almost, when you look at it close.And there are vibrant colors. There's a lot of orange with little hints of an electric blue peeking out.
写实的就尽量还原真实，所以他的这个画作的风格就像一张照片一样，特别清楚。
没错，但是呢，同时这幅画的背景呢，又是那种抽象的了。他说有这个 brush stroke， 这个背景什么也没有，就是几个大道子，是吧？然后他描述他写实的部分呢，就是主要关注在这个妇女她的脸上了。他说这个鼻子呢，其实是不完美的 ，a little less than perfect， 这是写实的。一般画都给他画的特完美，但是写实的就是不完美，就是不完美。然后头发呢也是乱糟糟的，是吧？然后呢再来就是背景了。背景呢他说这个 wrapped in the blanket of broad thick brushes， 好像就是被一个大毯子包着，而这个毯子呢只是几个大粗笔道，然后这个笔道呢就是弯弯折折陡折蛇形 zigzagging brush strokes and lines。
Zigzagging， 曲折的，
之字形的，
之字形的，
是吧？然后呢，它就是乱嘛，对吧？所以是用了一个词 chaotic。但是呢，颜色呢又是比较有活力的，是 vibrant colors 啊。然后他说有 a lot of orange with a little hint of an electric blue peeking out。这个橘色之中呢，有那种比较少的成分是。电子那种光的蓝啊，就是电打火花出来那种蓝，然后从中探头探脑的出来，这就是这一部分。
嗯，
好，这重点这一块讲完了。好，今天的讲座呢就是这些。
如果大家没有听清楚也没关系，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群 ，QQ 群的号码是331-7640，是331-7640。群的共享里有很多这个音频的文件以及文本，大家可以反复的复习。
嗯，
那如果大家有其他的问题，欢迎大家写 email 邮件跟我们联系，我们的邮箱地址是 question@am774.com， 是 question@am774.com。 Thank you for listening， 谢谢大家的收听，也谢谢庄庄老师的陪伴，我们下一期节目再见。
Thank you for listening and that's all for today.
Bye bye.
From the day Touch my hand.